Good evening, Bangor Area High School. This is Bobby Glass from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. It'd be my pleasure to adjudicate you in the area of color guard. We're at Pennsylvania State Championships, so I'm looking forward to seeing all the work you guys have put in since my last viewing. Okay, we'll see when you're ready to go. All right, here we go. A great understanding of lower body and shoulder hip facings as we're walking with the flex strip, exploring space in front and behind our body, working well for you. Let's watch it. And then as we go through the opening, take a look there at how we're exploring from the tab end and then taking the flag around our body. Just the difference is from member to member as we sample. And then as we're marching through space on the back of the form here with the flags, are we keeping the flag at flat or is it at a right slam? Just some differences on that again. Yeah, and listen to musical structure, composition, and the choreography is working well with what I'm hearing. Picking up the cymbal crushes, we move to point 13 in space on the side angle there. An opportunity to continue to refine clarity with them since the sleeve of the flag is black. And if any of them are rolling their wrists or rolling the flag up, it shows by the amount of blue that's going. So continue to refine that. Yeah, nice emphasis on the speed there and the velocity change we're moving from the tab. And then we move to the lower end, picking up what we're hearing musically working really well. Performance had great success on that moment. Yeah, nicely done as we explore the flat plane. Great recovery with the individual with the sail moving through that toss. Let's work on recovering. Recover. Yeah, make sure we're getting that much sooner. Yeah, just some minor breakdowns there. So let's work on getting the performer consistency at this point in the stage, matching what we were seeing previously. Yeah, I definitely see the intent there. Unfortunately, just some breakdowns as we're moving through the velocity and changing front and back facings. I think the performers understand the challenge that you're presenting them. Moving through that, I don't think they're all fully rising there just yet. Yeah, and then as we move through the vertical space there, again, we're exploring new pathways at multiple variants of speed, so it's adding a great range to what you've written for them. But as we explore that vertical space with the Walter and take a look at continuing to refine our hips and shoulders so that, and exploring are our arms straight or they bent as we go through those turns. There's some differences being presented as I sampled across the whole form here in the front of the field. Watching the sample with the flags stripped as we incorporate the sautés, adding some lower body responsibilities, the opportunity for more triadic responsibility with the sauté as we're moving through space with it stripped. And then take a look here as we're moving with the flag stripped, exploring straight arm responsibilities. Some members are proning in their wrists, causing the flag to go out on a different angle, and it's creating unclear imagery as I'm sampling over on side one here. Excuse me. Yes, low sustain, working well. Yeah, take a look at our supporting arm. I think it's our left arm here. As we're going through the slow sustain, take a look at value of our shoulder. Are we lifting our shoulder or are we keeping our shoulder down to expose our neck? Because there are a few different interpretations of that, causing different lines being presented from our body and the height of our hand when we do that. Yeah, watching this grow as we pass the flag in front and behind our body, incorporating the passe. Yeah, performers have understanding of the gestural quality through those motions. Continue to refine the understanding of the nuance of the turnout or the or being parallel as they move through the passe. Watching this grow through the phrase, yeah, working, exploring multiple planes, the flat plane, the 45 plane, just really refined body facings. Are we all on our own unique facings for that, or are we all flat front and back? It's just very unclear from member to member as we do that. Yeah, and as she goes through this Photoshop effort, take a look at the back leg as we go through the Photoshop, and then she does the pose. Just the front leg had great energy. Make sure the same back leg has the same support as we go through that, and the speed change as we go through that sequential in the center works really well, adding a new variety to the choreography. Yeah, seamless. As we move right down to the front, put the flag kind of right into the next flag. There's an opportunity for those marching forward that are still out there while the gray flag comes out to add more into the overall value. Yeah, hearing how regimented this is. Let's make sure we're really maximizing as we go to the top carve, and stopping on those angles. Explore new pathways as we carry the flag over our body. Now, as we explore the flat plane over our body, really pay attention to our wrists there and make sure we're understanding where our thumbs are pushing and where we're squeezing to keep it at the flat plane as we move it in front of our body, behind our body, into a cradle. And just watching this develop as we explore different styles of choreographies. We go from two hands to one hand and toss it back and forth. This opportunity to continue to layer in an understanding of where we're letting go of the equipment on our body, as well as where we're grabbing on the pole or the silk end, and then with the opportunity for more triadic responsibility, because we've been consistently marching with left right responsibility, with occasional responsibility with sautés or passes. Yeah, layering is working well with the color guard as we're exploring the flat plane, and then now the vertical plane. Yeah, just take a look at the minor individual breakdowns over here on side two towards the end of that phrase. Yep, and then here as we're spinning at the tab, understanding the weight and the quicker velocity the flag is going to move at when it's at the tab, just some inconsistencies and timing and understanding of that over on side one again. Yep. Yeah, just some minor phasing towards the end of that, but I think the energy level and expression level was working well to create some excitement for the audience to watch that. I think you guys have improved tremendously since I saw this back at the Boyertown show, so congratulations to the staff and the members for excelling at a higher level. There's some opportunities for more success in terms of form, body, and equipment, and then especially in terms of creativity and overall production value, incorporating that more throughout, because it's just unclear what the intent is of the production at time. I think the performers brought great energy to the audience, though, and kudos to that. So I hope my comments have been helpful. Really enjoyed seeing it a second time today. Wish you guys the best.